The Reds looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Brewers. Pick things up in the first inning. Two men on for Travis Shaw facing Homer Bailey.
The 1-0 to Shaw. Line towards center. Hamilton's got a beat on it. He'll make the catch. Tagging, trying to score is Walker. The throw will go all the way through. Walker is out at home. The ball skipped off the top of the mound. And the umpire, Mike Muchlinski, coming in to make sure that Neil Walker's all right as Billy Hamilton throws out Neil Walker, trying to score from third on a rocket hit by Travis Shaw. Close play at the plate, but Barnhart got him. Here's the pitch, and Barnhart sends this in the air. Deep left center field, VR long run. It's going to get over his head, and it one hops the wall. Duvall's going to score. Jeanette's going to score. They're going to hold Suarez at third. It's a two RBI double for Tucker Barnhart to deep left center. And the Reds lead it 4-0. 1-2 pitch to Braun. Hit in the air deep into left field. The Brewers are on the scoreboard on Braun's 14th home run of the year. That's where the big boys hit him. Second deck in left. It's 4-1 Cincinnati after that blast by Braun. Now would be a good time for a clutch hit. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air, deep left center field. Hamilton is back at the track. Goodbye! Tie game! Orlando Arcia, home run number 14. And back to square. One ball, one strike. Two gone, Hader delivers. Hit in the air, left field, backing up. Braun looking up, and it is gone. Billy Hamilton wins the game for Cincinnati on his fourth home run of the season. Final score, 5-4, Reds. Got it up into the jet stream in his first home run of the year from the right side of the plate, gets out, and Cincinnati wins game one on Labor Day, 5-4.
The Brewers come up short against the Reds. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
No, I mean, he's certainly not known for that, but he put a good swing on it, and it happened. So, anybody's capable of it for sure, certainly in this ballpark.
Josh, it's no secret that he's going to just throw a ton of fastballs. Do you think at some point that hurts him or no?
Well, I mean, he had very good velocity today, so I thought, he was the right guy. He had his good stuff, and that's certainly the guy we want him in there with his good stuff. I had kind of those three hitters for Josh. Those were the three hitters I wanted him to get, and then we were going to go to Corey after that, but Hamilton got a fastball, and obviously in the middle of the plate, and put a good swing on it.
That's what I was going to ask you. You've shown that you're not afraid to use your closer in the ninth on the road of a tie game.
Yeah, it was where we're at in the lineup. I thought if we could get some outs with Josh, then we could kind of push the outs along with and then go to Corey.
How about the job that Jared, especially JJ,
those guys both, we did a nice job. I mean, it was there was nothing going against Bailey for sure, and then Ryan hits the homer and another base hit, a couple base hits, and Arcia with the home run and a big comeback, and then the bullpen kept us there for a little bit for sure and gave us a shot. You like to have a shot in a game like that. You're down 4-0 and going into the seventh inning, we got ourselves tied up, but. We couldn't push that next run, and they had the big home run.
Is that a big step forward for JJ just after the two innings yesterday to come back?
No, I think we're past. He's taken a step forward already, I think. And we talked about in LA. I said that inning in LA to me was a kind of big sign that he was, there was some good stuff, and he had we had kind of got him into rhythm and got him in a place we wanted to, and so he's doing a nice job.
I was going to say, with Josh, because it's a new role for him, pitching these late, the games where one run swings it, is it a question you think of how he'll bounce back from a couple of games like this?
No, I mean, Josh is going to do what he's good at, and that's what has he's had so much success against, and that's what he's doing. I mean, he threw a good fastball that a guy hit. That's what you're going to see the next time Josh takes the mound. You're going to see really good fastballs from him. You know, sometimes the other guy gets you, and that's part of this.
He seems to have an even keel temperament, though. This is the first time he's, had anything like this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the big leagues. We're going to give up some runs. He's going to give up some runs, you know. I know the sparkly ERA, the low ones ERA was, that's great, but he's going to give up some runs. I'm telling you, going forward, he's still going to be a huge part of this, a huge part of us doing what we want to do this month. I've tons of confidence in him.
Chase a little off of this command today. He walked some guys that hurt him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, he hasn't been quite as crisp since he came back. I think the command has not been quite as crisp as he kind of left, and a little bit to be expected, I think. I think he's still making pitches, and I think his still arsenal is effective. But yeah, I mean, the walks hurt him, and really both innings that they scored, the walks hurt him.
It's not like him to walk in runs; he has to walk in two.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you get guys on base. You're being careful in those situations and trying to make good pitches. And he made good pitches to strike out Schebler, and then he fell behind on Barnhart.
The series against the Reds continues on Tuesday. Zach Davies on the hill.